World's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So I just happened to notice, as I'm sitting right here, you know, when you guys come into the queue, like, people line up over here. If you always wonder why I'm not looking in the camera, sometimes I'm over here. Because participants stack up over here. And I noticed Ray LeBlanc's over there. He's got a shirt that says, Christ is King. Christ is King. Let me get my glass on here a second. Let me see that. Christ is King. The state is not God. Folks, do we believe that? What's on the back of it there, Ray? Although maybe if I click on there, I won't have to squint quite as hard. Put that on, pin him up there for me if you can, Spencer. Hang on. Spencer just got back from Australia or some crazy place like that. So he's probably a little bit behind here. Christ is King. He's working on it. Hang on there, folks. Hang on it. Ray's in Wisconsin. Isn't technology amazing? Huh? It says interpose, defy tyrant. Man, Ray, it's got about 12 messages on that thing. Hey. God's law still reigns. Defy Tyre. That's a good shirt. Let me ask you something, folks. Come on now. Come on now. Before we really get rolling, I got some great stuff. I hate weekends because I just build up more and more stuff, to be honest with you. Do you think the American church thinks Christ is King? That's a question for you to ponder a minute. We know he's Lord. We know he's Lord. I think we think that. Do we think Christ is King? Do we think Donald Trump's king? Congress is king. United States government's king. Christ is king. He's king. Not only is he king, he's king of kings. He's the top guy, man. He's the top guy. I want to use this word because people think sometimes they worry about he's a top dago. What now? You don't hear that much anymore, do you? Boy, it was years ago. If you'd called somebody a dago, man, oh man, there'd been fighting going on. Because why? Because words have meaning and they are whatever they are. So if Christ is king, then he's king. He's king. He's above George. He's George. I was going to say George Bush. He is. He's above George Bush. He's above Donald Trump. He's above Putin. He's king of kings. He's king of kings. He's not just Lord. He's king. You know who doesn't know that? The American church. American church, we think he's your best buddy. Go sit on his lap. Open your eyes. You want to see Jesus. We sing sissified love songs to Jesus. He's king of kings. Huh? Can you imagine going visiting the president of the United States and you shake Donald Trump's hand and Donald Trump looks up and say, oh, open my eyes, Lord. I want to see President Trump. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? Jesus Christ is king. Boy, if we could get that, man. Wow, look, I'm gonna Vinny, did you want to say something there? Go ahead, man. Was it you, Vinny? Somebody popped in there real quick. It doesn't matter if it wasn't Vinny, you don't have to say anything. So we've been really blessed this weekend. I'm gonna show you something here. I'm gonna try and encourage all of you again to come to the annual, which is coming up in 2 weekends. In 2 weekends, it'll be over. Last night, actually, since when did they get here? Thursday? Wednesday? Dave and Sherry Allison have come down for a little vacation, and they've been hanging out up at Sky High, and Dave's been helping me fix a few things and all that kind of stuff, and it's been really, really good. Folks, some of you are so hungry for genuine fellowship. You're isolated. Try to get here, man. Try to get here. What's the date, Spencer? Can you throw that? I don't know if I even told you what I was doing. Come on in there. Begin to make, I told you the other day, I'm going to try to make it free, okay? but I haven't talked to Jared and these guys to get it up on here. Friends, put it on your calendar, the annual huddle, and get here. Get here. I don't care if you can't afford it. Get here. The fellowship will be so good for you. June 13th, which means probably got to come in Thursday, would be my guess, because it starts, well, Friday morning we're going to start it. Starting at noon. So come in whenever you want to. Hang out there. My wife patted me on the back last night. I mowed it. It looks good. I got to do some weed whacking. I got a lot of stuff I got to get done yet. But, man, come on. Come on. Fellowship is so rich, man. So there it is. And again, I'm going to get this adjusted. Just come. I don't care about the money. You can leave an offering if whatever. Folks, the world is on fire, man. It's on fire. World War III could be breaking out right now, right? With Lindsey Graham going over there stirring up Ukrainians again. They're bombing and Putin's bombing and Trump's calling Putin names. And ugh, it's crazy, crazy times, man. But not at the Dobbenmeyer house last night, because Dave and Sherry Allison, get number one of those ready and then number two. This is in our house. This is why fellowship is so rich. Now, look, the Dobbenmeyers, Michelle and I, we have 10 and a half grandkids, 10 and a half. And they were all in the room last night. Now, here's what you got to understand. Dave Allison makes music. He's got a CD. And so we said, Dave, bring your guitar. Bring your guitar. And we'll do some eating, and then you can play the guitar. Mike Blake came over. It was good to see Mike and Bonnie. They came over. God bless them. I want to show you this. I'm going to show you a couple one-minute clips Michelle took last night. This is the Dobbenmeyer household and Dave Allison. See, Dave's got a CD that we put in our white van when Michelle drives all the kids around, that's always playing. So they know all Dave Allison's songs. And so there he was, like, it was like watching the Beatles live and in person, our kid, grandkids, singing along as Dave played his songs. Now, this is from a different angle. I wish you could have sat where I sat, because I could see all their faces. This is Michelle's camera. Go ahead.
You can dance. Emergency while passing.
Little baby sitting right there. He knew every word. Is that unbelievable? Huh? Our grandkids got to, like, watching the Beatles, because they're listening to it all the time. And there he is, right live and in person, playing this song. Hold the other one up there, Spencer. There's another one, because he did another song too. This is a little bit different angle, I think, maybe Michelle got. Look at those little nippers. Is this some spirit of the Lord getting in him with Dave playing that guitar? I'm in the red, clear in the back corner there against the window. Look at that little girl in the front there, man. She's in love.
Across the street, things started changing. She came into my life. Brushing my teeth, hair, combing my hair. I even
start wearing underwear. That's all right, you can cut it off. You know, folks, get the sky high for this kind of fellowship. I mean, come on, man. It's so worth it. And we appreciate Dave and Sherry have been such an encouragement to us. And I know this. Are you ready? Being with us really encouraged them too.
Boom.
Life's hard, isn't it, man? I mean, I made notes to myself here today, because whether we want to admit it or not, we are kind of like a fellowship here, aren't we? And I made notes. You know, Jeff Nell's had a stroke. Did you guys know that? Did you know Jeff Nell out there in Nevada's had a stroke? And, you know, I've been wondering where, well, Harry had a daggone stroke. He texts me, he hopes to be driving again soon. We know Mark Mattingly. I heard from Mark Mattingly. Mark texted me last night. He's afraid he's got to go back into the hospital. He's not doing well. Shane up in Alaska. Man, oh, man. Folks, we need one another, man. We really do need one another. And I'm not trying to hawk the event. If you can't make it to the event, you can't. If you're just sitting around and you can't, you're not coming because you can't afford it, get your butt here and we'll figure out a way to pay for whatever. Say, I don't have the money for a hotel. Okay, well, I'll let you sleep on our garage. I'll let you sleep in the back of our van, whatever. You get here. I ask you to do that. I'm looking at notes up here. How about this one? Jesse Rose. Are you listening to me out there, Jesse Rose? Went to an event on Saturday. And it doesn't matter what it was. It was a Make America Healthy event, yada, yada, yada. Very small crowd. And I ran into Jesse Rose, who drove about an hour and 40 minutes to be at that event, just to come and be part of it. So, Jesse, I'm tipping my cap to you, man. There's a lot of Jesse Roses out there looking for a place to plug in, looking to be able to make a difference. So it was a very fruitful, from my standpoint, a really, really fruitful weekend to just have really, really, really good fellowship, man. David Arthur, I know yesterday, actually got to speak in a local church. Are you kidding me? Yeah, yep. A church up in Jeff Klein opened up the door for him to come in there and talk to the people about grooming. And how'd that go, Jeff? Or Ram, we'll get you in here too. Hang on a second. A little bit of housekeeping this morning, folks. Stay with us. We're a body, man. We're a body. All right, we're a body. Jeff or Dave, one of you there. How'd that go? How'd that go yesterday?
Yeah, it was a good morning. We had some new faces come into the church house that came there just to hear him. Pastor Matt promoted it, and everybody loved him. I didn't know how they were going to take it. You know what I mean?
I don't love him. No, I mean, what do you mean? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't know how they were going to take it. You know how it is. It's like,
right. Because he was in there talking about homosexuality and grooming and talking about all that stuff that the church didn't want to talk about, right?
Yeah. And matter of fact, Jamie was there from Pontire here in Mount Vernon. Yeah. And Jamie's known him for years. Jamie rented a house to him years ago when he's here.
That's right.
And then Jamie came over to Pastor Matt's. We all went over to Matt's and cooked some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill and out in the country, hanging out on the front porch, the deck, and just having a good time. And Jamie, I heard Jamie tell David this. He said, David, that was the best I've ever heard you speak. You're so articulate and on point, and just the people were amazed. And he brought in a huge love offering. Pastor Matt wrote him a check from the church for $250. And he said, now, we never pass a plate here, but we're passing the plate this morning. I want you people money in that basket. And they did. It was like
awesome.
David said, if I find a place to live here in Ohio, he said, I found my home church. Amen. The spirit in that building was great. And JR was there. JR loved it. He went over and ate hamburgers with us afterwards, but it was good. A good day.
So he'll be in church at the Grotto on Tuesday night. Is that right, Jeff?
Yep, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock.
Church in the Garage. David will be there. Folks, again, good fellowship, man. Good fellowship. So bless him. Bless you, Dave, for all you're trying to do. Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, can I show you a victory here? Can I show you? Whoops. What's that? I'll turn that off. Oh, Dave just texted me. He's probably driving or something. He said, sorry, coach, can't come in the queue. I'm uploading videos from yesterday. Okay, we got you, dude. Anyway, okay, so look. So good news. Let me give you some good news here this morning. Pull up number one. You guys, you know this, don't you? Huh? Pride is going down. Pride is. Look, here's how they were able to do this to us, friends. Inclusion, diversity, yada, 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 yada. In other words, the Luciferian left got together a conglomeration of minorities. Gays, lesbians, I mean, just go down through it. And they made it look like it's one great big group. Whoa, and then they got DEI, they got the governor to get involved with DEI and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, folks, look at this. Pride 2025 is broken. What? Oh, scroll down here a little bit. Scroll down. I just want you to read some of this stuff. Look at this here. Once again, the left took something many Americans thought they could get behind, gay rights, and shoved it down people's throats so far that they choked on it. And what started as we just want to be treated equally turned into celebrate my identity or I'll ruin your life. Somebody say amen. Isn't that what the homosexual agenda has been? Celebrate it, accept it, put it in your schools.
Amen.
Right? And finally, spiritually, JR. JR launched the National Family. And whether we know it or not, this is going, folks, this is going to be an arrow right at their heart. Across the country, parents are fed up with rainbow flags. Scroll on down. Peconic Community School in New York held an LBG pride parade for early childhood students to celebrate queer and trans affirming. So they're still doing it. Keep going. Keep going. Going down. Going down. I want to show you what's going on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. They're losing money. Look here. Okay, now that's what stopped. But now, as finally we can call whatever we want to. See, Trump, say what you want to. Say what you want to. Has emboldened us. You may not like him. You may not like everything he stands for, but he's emboldened us. And look what's happened. Backlash grows. Even pride is feeling the heat in their wallet. San Francisco Pride Parade lost 200,000. Idaho's biggest pride event lost 400,000. NYC Pride lost 25% of its support and $750,000. Utah Pride is $400,000 short. Virginia's biggest Pride Fest lost two major sponsors. Columbus, Ohio Pride lost 125. Hoorah! Pride is broken and going broke, folks. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once we figured out what was going on, that was just trying to shame us, just trying to shame us into not standing for what we truly believed, the backlash is just beginning to happen. Just beginning to happen. So that's some good news. Pride is going down. And we have to, got to, by the way, JR, I don't know if JR's out there. Another state has picked up Natural Family Month. Which one was it, JR? See if I can, I've been busy this morning trying to figure all this stuff. See if I can find it. A second state is now getting ready to launch Natural Family Month. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. Okay, let me show you something else. Oh, I got some good stuff here. Can I show you how crazy we are? Did you guys see this? I'm looking at my chart. I'm sorry. Don't mean to be so. Pull up number three. Did you go, my guys know that Texas and Florida now both have approved gold as legal tender? Yeah? Did you guys know that? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Scroll down there a little bit. Texas lawmakers on Friday voted to recognize gold and silver as legal tender. What? Oh, yeah. Something's going on. Something going on in gold and silver. See, it's not just about gold and silver. It's people are awakening to the fact the fiat dollars. I understand what's going on there. Bitcoin, yada, 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 yada. Something is happening here. Okay, now hang on. Here's how stupid we are. Pull up number five. Pull up number five. Mark Dice. You guys all know Mark Dice, don't you? I love Mark Dice. So Mark Dice goes out on the street and he goes to people and he says, look, I'd like to give you a silver round, 10 ounces of silver worth $150, or a chocolate bar. Go ahead and play it.
It's your lucky day today. You win a free 10-ounce silver bar, pure silver bullion, or a free Hershey's king-size chocolate bar.
Take this one.
You'll take the chocolate bar. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver?
No.
Have a good day. It's your choice. A free 10-ounce bar of silver bullion, or a free king-size Hershey bar.
I think I'll take the Hershey bar.
Go ahead. It's your lucky day. Just right. Fresh out of the refrigerator.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver when you can have a good, delicious bar of chocolate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You'd rather have the Hershey bar than the silver bar?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would. Okay.
Yeah, the Hershey bar, you can't eat the silver bar.
Yeah, that's right. You can't eat the silver. What are you going to do with a 10-ounce bar of silver, right? You know. Which one do you want?
Probably the chocolate, because I'm a girl and it's been a cranky day.
Okay, it's yours. Eat it quick, because it's getting hot out here.
It's fine.
Just offering people a free Hershey bar today, or a free silver bar. Which one would you prefer?
Silver? I'll take the...
Who needs a silver bar? Lucky day today, a free chilled Hershey bar straight out of the fridge, or this bar of silver. It's 10 ounces.
What are you guys doing?
Which one do you want?
Well, I don't have any way to do anything with the silver.
Okay. So you'd prefer the Hershey bar?
Yeah, but is it real?
Yes. Just straight out of the fridge.
Doesn't seem real.
The Hershey bar doesn't seem real. I mean, we could go into this coin shop. We could verify the silver bar is real.
No, that's all right.
It's real.
I always take chocolate.
Always take chocolate. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're a winner today. Oh. We're offering a free Hershey bar right out of the fridge.
Okay.
Or a free silver bar. It's 10 ounces. It's a little tarnished. Which one do you want?
I don't know. Chocolate bar.
Go ahead. Right. It's yours. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. You're a winner. You win either a free 10-ounce bar of tarnished old silver bullion or this Hershey bar just out of the fridge.
What is it? What's going to happen?
Which one do you want?
The candy.
Go ahead. It's yours. All right. We got another winner. The Hershey bar giveaway. Thank you.
Thanks for watching. Subscribe.
Is that unbelievable? Huh? Is that unbelievable? Because that's really where we are, is it not? Is that not where we are? The people can eat silver. Shows where we are, man. And by that, I mean how little we understand what's going on, man. Wow. Okay, another one for you. I got some good stuff. I'll open it up here. Pull up number 6. That was 9 years ago, he says. Well, no, never gets old anyway. So whatever it is, pull up. No, that's not the one, is it? Well, I'm sorry. 6, I think. Is this 6? Well, we'll go ahead and play it. Yeah, that's the one.
A 98% chance of winning the 2016 election. You were told that COVID came from bats. You were told that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. You were told that during Joe Biden's presidency, he was cognitively fine. You were told that Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. You were told that Trump built cages at our southern border and was keeping children in them. You were told that Trump called white supremacists very fine people. You were told that Joe Biden had no knowledge of Hunter Biden's business dealings. You were told that January 6, 2021 was an insurrection. You were told that Trump called our fallen soldiers suckers and losers. You were told that videos of Joe Biden shaking hands with the air and talking about recent conversations that he had had with deceased world leaders and forgetting his own cabinet members' names were just cheap fakes. You were told that an El Salvadorian national who was an alleged gang member, wife beater, and human trafficker was just a good old dad from Maryland. You were told that Trump and Putin are very good friends. You were told that plexiglass, a mask, and standing 6 feet away from someone would prevent the spread of COVID. You were told that healthy children and pregnant mothers should get the COVID vaccine. I'm just wondering, at what point are you going to start to question what you're being told by our media?
Only the truth will make you free, right? Really, only the truth will make you free. And it isn't amazing how deep the deception is, and we don't get it. Can I show you another one? Let's go to number 4. Pull that one up. I don't think that's it, is it? Well, go ahead and play it.
Did it liberate women? They recruited them, taxed them, and took their children as collateral. Watch this.
We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all of the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. This breaks up their family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them.
Once they pushed women into the workforce, the government could finally tax both parents. Double the revenue, double the control. And with mom out of the house, what happens to your kid? They're handed over to government-run schools and daycares earlier than ever. This wasn't an accident. It was the plan. Get children away from their families young. Shape their minds. Make them trust the state more than their own parents. This was never about women's liberation. It was about weakening the nuclear family, raising obedient citizens, and calling it progress. And now we've got a generation that rolls their eyes at their grandparents, but worships the opinions of TikTok influencers and government bureaucrats. Dude, that's not freedom. That's indoctrination with lipstick on. They did it.
There you go, man. There you go. Okay. Let me switch gears here. Catch my breath. Been long weekend. Had to throw some stuff up there. Hey, Ray LeBlanc, what's going on with Scott Shara up there in Wisconsin? Can you help us out?
Sure thing, Coach. Yeah, as most are aware, this has been building up for quite a while. It's regarding his daughter Grace's murder at the hospital, local hospital where he lives. You can go on the internet and find out all kinds of information, but it's finally coming to trial, which in itself is quite progressive, because they wanted this thing squashed. They didn't want this to go where it's going, but there's the trial will be starting today with the jury being picked. All day event, and then tomorrow will be the actual sitting down and hearing the case. So keep them in prayer.
If you could just give everybody a little overview. Most people know, but just in case they don't, new listeners every day, new viewers. Right. What is the Scott Shara, Gracie's dad's case about?
Okay, she was brought into the hospital, and this was during the COVID
Down
era.
Syndrome daughter. Down syndrome.
Yeah, Down syndrome she had. And it was during the COVID era. And they did everything they could. All the medications they gave her were all geared to end her life. That was their goal. The hospital was to make a great profit out of giving her all of these poisonous medications, which Paul Gosselin could probably explain a lot better than I could, what they were and how they affected the body. But at the end result was they killed her. And
well, they gave her medication without the consent of the parents.
Exactly. And actually they barred Scott from going into the hospital and try to rescue her. So there's a lot at play here, and a lot of malpractice, a lot of injustice, the way that they handled this whole thing. And he's lawyered up really well. He's got some great lawyers there that are going to really he did his homework. All of this is going to come out in the court if the judge allows it. And it's black and white. They're guilty as sin.
They did a do not resuscitate order that Scott did not approve of. Right?
That's another thing. Oh, exactly.
See, this is so huge. This is so huge. Once we get this breakthrough on this thing, man, oh, man, oh, man. So Scott Shara begins today. So we need to be in prayer for that. And Ray, if I understand this correctly, there are people who are taking turns over the next few days being in the courtroom. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. You have to sign up. He's got a website, and if you're on his email list, you just click on there, and if you're in the area, you just sign up for, there's two sessions, morning and afternoons, and we can tell how we're filling up the courtroom. And so, like, I got three of us going down tomorrow afternoon, which will be the first day of the actual trial itself. I'll be able to give you some more details, Coach. And also, it's going to be broadcasted live. So there's going to be a link available where people across the world can tune in and watch what's going on.
Folks, do you have any understanding of how much money the pharmaceutical companies in the hospital are probably pumping into this case? Even though it's an open shut case, you understand the dark powers behind the scenes. If this would be... This would be a big wall to fall, wouldn't it, friends? Wouldn't this be a big one? if this thing comes down, a precedent set at the hospital, because you know this story is replayed over and over and over again, over again. So we're going to pray for that. We're going to pray here in just a second on that. And we're going to try to cover Scott every day in this battle. Dr. Paul, come in. I know you got a comment or two on this.
Why this is a landmark case is it bypasses malpractice, which is nothing but a cover-up. I don't know if you know how malpractice works, but it's behind the scenes, and it's just about money. What this doctor and the nurses did was they literally killed Grace, and she was not sick.
No, she wasn't. That's right.
They made her DNR, right? They do not resuscitate. That's what they did. Then they gave her a lethal dose of drugs, and she died. And in the process, they put a guard outside the door. This is a major case, and I swear, if this gets through and it gets public, the world's going to change in overnight.
Oh, but let's open the floodgate, won't it, Paul? Open the floodgate.
Yes. No more malpractice coverage for these criminal doctors.
Paul, so from a doctor perspective, you call them criminal doctors. What's influencing them, Paul? Why would they, probably some of them go against their conscience. Why would they do this? Again, just your opinion. You're not giving us medical advice. What would be your opinion?
Well, doctors are the most propagandized professions there are. From the time they go to pre-med to medicine, it's all geared on just superfluous information. It's not about humanity. It's not about taking care of people. In fact, if you apply to med school and you do an essay, because you all have to do an essay, you make sure you don't say you care about people in that essay. They don't want to hear that. You won't get into medical school if you have a good heart, guy. That's what I'm telling to tell you. You know how I got into medical school, Coach?
How?
Well, you have to give a picture, right? You send a picture, a portrait. Everybody wears a suit. I dressed up in my lobster apron, okay? And then they interviewed me, and they got me in right away because they needed a sense of humor, man. Everybody, one of these guys is narcissist. They're easy to manipulate, Coach. Doctors are easy to manipulate. They actually believe in the God of medicine.
You know, Dr. Paul, that's the exact same thing that Dr. Sherry Timpany told me. I asked her about, how can these guys do this? And she said, Coach, they just read the protocol that's handed down from on high. They don't question it. Because would it be true, Paul, that the last thing they want is to be sued, and they know if they follow protocol, they're going to be covered by malpractice, as you said. And they'll say, hey, we just followed the recommendations.
Yeah, and the Hippocratic Oath somebody put up there. Do you know that they changed that? There used to be no abortions on that, by the way. Right. But they changed that. And so it's all a game, Coach. This is precedent set. I keep Scott in my prayers because I followed this closer than anybody. Scott's a good man. He's got a broken heart. He lost his son to suicide. He's broken hearted, and he's going to prevail in this.
He is. We need to lift him up. Hey, Spencer, if you could, in the chat, Mel's put in the Liberty Action event. Maybe you can click on that for us. Thanks, Paul, for your insight. Folks, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Don't we get it? Don't we understand that for the most part, every worldly system is corrupt? Don't we understand that that Jesus told us the love of money is the root of all evil? Yes or no? Is the history of America, I don't care what it is, follow through, is it people being bought off? People getting money to look the other way? Is that the American system or not? Well, of course it is. Of course it is. The love of money is the root, beginning of all evil. Oh, now look. Should I say that? Yeah, I'm going to say that. Yes. And see, the American church, many in the American church have called it the gospel by teaching people to love money. Judah, say boom. Somebody say boom. You go to a church where it's all about prosperity and money and money and selling and buying and, oh, yeah, because why?
Amen.
The love of money is the root of all evil. If you go to a church and they focus on the prosperity gospel, run for your life.
Boom.
Run for your life because they will soon have a hook around you, folks. I'm just telling you, that's the way it rolls. And that's the whole Kenneth Copeland, what was that guy's name out there in Oak? Somebody help me. The old faith healer, Oral Roberts.
Huh? Joel Osteen.
You can name him Joel Osteen. We just run down the list, can't we, friends? The gospel's been coming mean us. Lorianne's been hanging on a while. Come on in, Lorianne.
How about we pray now?
Okay. Listen. I want to pray also for Mark Mattingly and for Jeff Nell and for Shane. Folks, there are a lot of sick people, man. A lot of sick people. We went to this Make America Healthy Again event. John Hartzler. I got to get our friend John Hartzler, Hartzler Dairy. What John Hartzler has discovered in the food, what they're doing to the soil, what they're doing in the chemtrails. I know you don't believe in them. The chemtrails, they plant the chemtrails. It rains. The chemtrails end up in the soil. You grow your tomatoes. You eat your tomatoes. You ate the chemtrails. And America has never been sicker than what we see today. Did you guys see this? Skittles may go broke or go out of business. Why? Because they just banned that dye that they put on the Skittles. I think it was Skittles. Huh? Yeah, I think it was Skittles. Folks, nothing hidden that will not be revealed, man. Banning chemtrails just passed Louisiana, Dale said. What? Oh, yeah, yeah. Folks, come on, man. There's a devil loose. Lorianne, go ahead and pray for us.
Almighty God, we come into the courts of heaven together with one voice for those who are appointed to die. Your heart breaks for Scott as a dad and for your son. He's lost two of his children to unnecessary deaths. The healthcare system here in the United States exposed itself greatly of how they think of your special kids, because Gracie, that sweet, precious girl, was made in your image to reveal your glory. So she has Down syndrome, like my Hope has autism. Doesn't make them less. It just shows more of your beauty. And they didn't value her life. They valued and worshiped the dollar. And they hurt her. And she had to die without her dad being next to her. How dare they do such an evil in your sight? But how many Gracies are there that don't have a Scott for their dad, or me as their mom, fighting for their very breath that they take?
Amen.
So Almighty God, the defender of the widow and the lame, Father of the fatherless, Lord God, God of all creation, your kids are crying out to you for Scott with this trial, that his Father's Day gift from you will be a victory cry from heaven, and he will hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because this will set the precedent for every special needs family moving forward and every other family that needs your voice to fight for them. That every lawyer will be equipped by this case to that exposed what the American government has done against your people, against your greatest creation, which is us. So Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who went to the cross instead of us, not because of us, instead of us, to adopt us into the family of God by his testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, Almighty God, may you be raised up. And like Jeff Nell and all the others, Lord God, who are hurting. Dr. Paul is getting ready to gear up. He needs you, Lord God. So, Lord God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Tiskanu. You're the God who sees. You're the God of shalom. You're the God of hope, love, faith. And you bear all things. That's what your word says. And you said that you protect. And you said, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because you are with us, because you are the good shepherd that leads us beside still waters. And you prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. And Scott's doing that right now. Paul's doing that. Coach does that on a day to day. And all of us in our private worlds that nobody knows nothing about. Be with us. Give us the victory so you get the glory. And this Father's Day, man, Lord God, give every single dad here a hug. Whisper to them. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Give their kids hope that dads will start returning back home to their kids and loving on them because they need their dad. It's nothing. It's not rocket science. Kids need their dad. Because we have generations, Lord God, of fatherlessness. And then they blame you for them not showing up. How dare they? So, Lord God, we know you do what you do best. Create a million little miracles. Hug on all of us. Hug these families. And, Lord God, we thank you that you are Scott's advocate. You are Dr. Paul's advocate. And, Lord God, as an advocate for Coach's son, as he stands, as it represents an advocate for your people, Almighty God, Holy Spirit, teach him how to be a lawyer, how to intercede on behalf of those who are hurting, who need your voice in the courts of heaven and here on earth. We thank you for how you're going to do this. We thank you for how you're going to answer these prayers for everybody who's sick. Lord God, heal them. In whatever area they need, you're the God of all love. You're the agape God, love God. But your arm is not too short to save, and your love corrects. So thank you for correcting us. Thank you for setting us straight. Thank you for the angels that you sent forth. Thank you that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Thank you for tearing down every single stronghold. And this Father's Day is going to be the best Father's Day that this nation has ever seen, because you are on the throne and you are our dad. You are Abba, who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Folks, there's an underground. Hang on a second here. I'm not doom and gloom. You guys know me better than that. I'm showing you what's going on. We're getting ready to start scoring some touchdowns, start spiking some footballs. That's the way I see it. Vinny, come in, and then Jack, you can unmute because you're coming in right after Vinny. Go, Vinny.
Yeah. So Paul mentioned some stuff, and I concur with what he said, and also with what you're doing, Coach. Listen, the entire world has been put under a very subtle neuro-linguistic programming spell.
Yeah, that we're about to break
out of. Yeah, I believe it. And I don't know if you saw what Trump did yesterday. Trump exposed that Tater Tot may have been executed.
Oh, did you see that? You know, I don't know. I was going to show that. Hang on, Vinny. Let me interrupt just a second.
It's all yours.
Donald Trump retweeted a meme that somebody else saying that Joe Biden was killed in 2020. And then, like my wife would say, God bless me. I'm not making fun of my wife. She says, oh, you can't believe. Yeah, what's going on? Well, I don't know whether it's true or not, but the president of the United States retweeted it, that Joe Biden died, was executed in 2020. Now, folks, why did the president of the United States retweet that? Go ahead, Vinny.
Yes, and honestly, we've seen evidence of mass people walking around masquerading as Tater Tot, right? And it's pretty much undeniable. There's no denying that these things occurred. What's happened is that too many people have been gulled into shutting their mouths and not saying a bloody thing about it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So again, what are they going to say about Trump, who jumped right into conspiracy mess? Hey, friends, I said to my wife, You think Trump knows whether or not Biden was executed? Do you think President Trump would know that? Do you think he would be stupid enough to retweet such a bold-faced lie? Spencer, see if he can find that. See if he can find Trump's I thought I had it here. I don't. See if he can find Trump's tweet where he said Joe Biden was executed in 2020. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Jack, you're up. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the Shara trial, it appears as though the judge is sympathetic. And any one of these kind of trials, they tried to negotiate down and dismiss some of the lesser charges, and the judge wouldn't allow any of the charges to be dismissed. So we may have a sympathetic judge. And like Paul said, this could really set precedent for suing against all these heinous crimes that were done. So this is a huge, huge event. So pray for that judge.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Spencer, real quick. I'm sorry. Click on number two. I had this. I want to show you guys something, okay? I want to show you media manipulation. So this morning, when I was doing some research, I just punched in Trump says Biden's dead. And I want you, folks, as you scroll down here, watch how they're all saying the same thing. NBC News. Trump shares unfounded conspiracy. Yahoo. Trump shares false social media posts. Trump spreads bizarre conspiracy. Donald Trump shares. These are all different websites. YouTube. Look at that. Trump shares wild conspiracy. Trump shares unhinged conspiracy. Donald Trump shares baseless. How do they know it's baseless? How do they know? See, this is how the media manipulates us. Now, hang on. I don't know if Joe Biden was killed in 2012. I don't know. But the president of the United States says he was. The hell's that all about? Jeff Nares, come on in.
Sorry, I was going to go off on something else, but going back on chemtrails, talking about chemtrails, nothing makes me more infuriated besides maybe child sex trafficking, of course. But something that I do all the time, and I suggest it for everyone, if we believe in staking, and I know you do, and many of us on the show do, And you've seen it work. You've seen the results. Well, what I do around my property is I pray a Passover, just like it was done in biblical times. I pray a Passover. Lord, let these chemtrails pass over my property. Let it not affect my vegetation, my animals, my water, so on and so on and so on. But I pray a true, heartfelt Passover all the time, especially when I look up in the sky and see those crisscrosses.
Oh, my goodness.
Just
great idea, Jeff. Great idea. Man, Passover. Lord, let it not fall come near me. That's what it says, right? Let no evil befall me. No plague come near my dwelling. Right? That's Psalm 91, I think. Kevin Van Story. Come on, Kevin.
Good morning. Yeah, I saw that yesterday about Trump with the it's down Truth Social is where he did that.
Hey, Kevin, why would he do that if it's not true? Why would he open himself up to ridicule?
It's amazing how. It's amazing how many things are coming about now that confirm the things that were brought up back during the Q era.
Right. That's right. And, first of all, we all know that that's not the real Joe Biden. Come on, folks. Tell me you understand. This guy isn't the real Joe Biden. We all laugh about it, but. Trump said, hell, he's dead in 2020. Go ahead, Jim.
Is that the real Hillary Clinton? Is that, you know, because we're sitting here watching a movie that's just like a scenes from Mission Impossible, the Tom Cruise movies about masks and stuff. But here's another thing, too. We got Lindsey Graham and Dick, what's his name, going over to Ukraine and buddying up.
Trying to start a war.
And then, a week and a half ago, they try to target I believe it was our CIA try to target Putin in his helicopter, and then blow up a whole bunch of those long range bombers and stuff, and Trump don't know about it. It's just like we are watching the confirmation of almost everything that Q told us four, five, 6 years ago. Amen. And And it's just, there's no coincidences. It's just, but we're also dancing on the edge of a really sharp knife right now. Just,
boy, we are for sure, man.
And I can't wait to be in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ up there at Sky High and getting a hug from my coach. And
amen, and, brother. Now that I can get my arms around you, how much have you lost?
I've put about 25 back on. So I'm,
I'll stop that.
I'm still smaller than I was, but I'm still a big guy. So.
All right, mate. Look forward to seeing you, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, I've got a bad connection. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, good. Coach, I would recommend whoever's going to be up at the court up in Wisconsin for this case that they get together and do the operation.
Ray, go stake that thing. Go stake that thing.
They got it covered. Well, if they need me, I'll send them a copy of the operation and because it's important.
Amen. Amen. That's
very important.
Yeah. Very important.
Coach, we're not. This is the difference. We can go up there and demonstrate and hold signs up, or you can go up there and walk around in authority with your feet, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can declare and decree the will of God over this evil. There's two different operations. You know, God bless everyone who wants to help, but do it with authority and power, or just go in there with half-hearted. There's a big difference.
Folks, you don't even need a real stake. You can get a piece of wood. Just pray over something. Pray over it. You can write scriptures on the whatever it would be, and just pound.
Anoint some small stones, Coach. Nobody sees them. You can put them everywhere. They're just anoint them. Pray over them. They're putting out a frequency. I carry them with me everywhere I go, and I put them everywhere I see something or where God speaks to me to put them out. You don't have to bend over and drive anything in the ground. You just drop them in there and just step on them in the dirt, and it's done.
Well, Steve Deck came up with that idea too. I think good word, Randy. Good word. Brett, come on in.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
So I don't know if anybody else saw this. That whether there's any truth to it, I don't know. But anyway, yesterday evening, we're at home, and we flipped on YouTube on the TV. And there was a brand new news heading. I think it had been put up like 45 minutes earlier, CNN. CNN had these videos. It was about a 12 or 15 minute clip. I couldn't watch it all. About Ukraine hitting way, way thousands of miles inside of Russia. It took out a bunch of aircraft. Somebody was just saying about long range bombers. That's what they were saying. Well, Coach, that video was fake. There is no way they had the drones just above the aircraft flying along and supposedly dropping bombs. That's not how they do it with drones. Drones are high altitude, drop precision bombs, if that's what they were doing. But these aircraft were like 30 feet above. It was a video. It was a video game. That's what they were showing.
Wow.
Stinking video game. So did anything happen between Ukraine and Russia yesterday? Anybody else? That's the only thing I heard all day. That's the only thing I saw all day as far as that Ukraine. Ukraine hit Russia with drones, massive amounts of drones, hundreds, and wiped out like 70 Russian aircraft. And
Russian
video was fake.
Yeah, Russia did those. Crazy, man. Judd.
Yeah, I was going to say, just follow. I think it's hilarious. Follow Franklin Graham in the Billy Graham aspects, because what happens is every time he goes somewhere, it's literally a day later something huge happens. And what do you know? He's meeting with Zelensky a couple days ago, and he's praying for Zelensky over in Europe. What are the odds allowing Zelensky to say, hey, I'm going to bring in Franklin Graham, just of all people? Like,
that's right.
Hey,
that's
let's roll out the red carpet. It's almost like, I'm not going to even say it.
Yeah, he's the
this is hilarious.
He's the Protestant Pope. Franklin Graham is the Protestant Pope, I guess. It handed down from his daddy. Yep.
Anywhere he goes, there's corruption to the highest levels.
Amen. That's the truth, baby. That's the truth. Lauren. No, your hand's still up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You're breaking up there, Lauren.
Image of the distort the image of God the Father. So they will project onto him everything that's happened here on earth, the way Satan has just perverted it, taken the fathers out of the house. You're not supposed to be married. And if you're a woman, you're not woman enough to want to, because you want to be, and you want your dad, kid's dad, to be in their lives. We have to change the script on that.
Yep. Well, the script's written for us, that's for sure, is it not? Amen. And we'll sneeze, I think. Craig, come on in.
I'll put in the chat, but you know, maybe Spencer could just pull it up real quick so people can see. You know, on Saving God's Children, under Church Toolbox,
yep,
under Pastor, is getting out of the pews and into the streets. And this is where Randy's videos at, what they did in Oklahoma. And I'd really encourage people to watch that if they haven't and share it, because it really talks about going to a location and being strategic and praying about it. So
put that in the chat, right?
It is in the chat, right, but it's under, you know, Saving God's Children under Church's Toolbox.
Yeah. You know, thanks, Craig. I'll talk to you later about it. We're really at a critical spot. You guys know that? We're really at a critical spot. And I had something I was going to show today. Maybe I won't tell you what it is. Maybe I'll show it tomorrow. And I think in so many ways, the American church has been misdirected. Remember, Satan comes as an angel of light. Satan, a lot of times, brings good ideas. Tolerance, diversity, equity. Those are good ideas, right? Who could be against that? Well, tolerate everybody. Diversity is our greatest strength. And we have so much swallowed that. And the reason we've swallowed it is because it has infiltrated into the American pulpit. And if you stand up, if you're a pastor, or if you're just a whatever, if you stand up and you speak harshly against any sin that's going on anywhere, you will offend many of the people in your church. Because Satan has come in like an angel of light, and it's all about love and, again, tolerance and diversity and who are you to judge, and Jesus loves everybody, and all of those things true to a certain point, but not true in principle, but not true in general. You understand what I'm saying? And so because we're so unfocused with Christianity and the battle of good against evil, Psalm 2, kings of this earth set themselves, rulers take counsel together, the devil's team working together everywhere you look, the God's team so divided everywhere you look, we begin to understand exactly what it is that's going on.
Amen.
And I think of the community that I live in, and the community I live in, which encompasses, you know, a wide, you mean, there's no pastor organization at all of Christian men who would come together, not just to pray, but Christian men who would come together to actually do something. I think about what Jeff's trying to do up there with David Arthur up in Mount Vernon, and what Jeff's trying to do in this clunky little church in the garage, trying to wake up the church, trying to wake up the generals to get engaged. Come on, come on. And they won't. They don't want to hear it. And then David Arthur comes in and they hear it and they say, oh my God, oh my God. What are we going to do? Great deception, folks. Great. Satan is the author of confusion. The confusion and the disunity in the American church has been sown there by the evil one. Kings of this earth set themselves. Rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. And unfortunately, we don't even know there's a war. We think it's a personal war against you and your finances and your family, and that's all true. It's a cosmic war. Two kingdoms in conflict. See you tomorrow.